Questions 71 through 73 refer to the following announcement.
I gathered you all here today to announce that a film crew will be visiting us here at the factory over the next few days. They're going to film some of you at work in order to create a video about how washing machines are made, from raw materials to shipping preparation. It's going to be posted on the website for the Organisation of Appliance Manufacturers. This is a chance to impress distributors and consumers with our skill and high standards. I've posted a memo with more information on the break room board, and I need everyone to look it over before leaving today. If you have any questions, you can ask your managers. Thank you.
Number 71.
Where does the speaker work?
Number 72.
What does the company plan to use the video for?
Number 73.
What does the speaker instruct listeners to do? Questions 74 through 76 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Let's get started. I called today's staff meeting to discuss some complaints we've received from our patients. The negative feedback has all been related to the advertisements promoting our cosmetic dentistry services. It seems the problem is with the design. Patients say the print explaining the restrictions on the promotion is too small, so there are misunderstandings about the costs of the services and what's included. We've canceled these ads, but I'm worried about the people affected already. We're going to decide on a way to make it up to these customers by the end of the day. If you have any ideas, please let me know.
Number 74.
Who most likely are the listeners?
Number 75.
What problem is the speaker discussing?
Number 76.
What will happen by the end of the day? Questions 77 through 79 refer to the following telephone message. Hi, this is Bill Johnson with Standeck Real Estate. I'm glad I could show you around the new Courtway apartment building last Thursday. I just want to confirm that you're still interested in renting the one-bedroom unit. Its rental price is, of course, quite affordable. Now, you'd be among the first residents to move in. You may need a little patience as crews finish up painting and electrical work. Still, I think it's a great option for you. I'm going to email you the rental contract right now, so take a look at it when you get a chance. Then I'll call you later this week to discuss it.
Number 77.
What most likely did the speaker do last Thursday?
Number 78.
Why does the speaker say, "You'd be among the first residents to move in"?
Number 79.
What is the listener asked to do? Questions 80 through 82 refer to the following talk.
All right, it's almost time to begin auditions for the Kent City Orchestra's new violinist. So let me explain our process to you. Each of you will be asked to take the stage individually and play the musical pieces that were listed in the online job posting. To determine the order, please take a ticket from the box on this table. The person who draws the ticket numbered 1 will go first, 2 will go second, and so on. Shortly after you've all finished, our judges will choose 3 candidates to move on to the second and final stage, which will take place later this week. Good luck, everyone.
Number 80.
What is the speaker preparing to do?
Number 81.
What are the listeners asked to take from a box?
Number 82.
What will happen after the session? Questions 83 through 85 refer to the following broadcast.
This is Terry Ruiz with a local news update. The City of LaMotte has announced that the new cycling trail at LaMotte City Park will open this Friday. The trial development project began a year ago thanks to the persistence of the LaMotte Association, a citizens' group. Its members repeatedly asked the City Council to set aside government funds for a new trial. Once the Council finally approved the idea in March, construction proceeded quickly. Everyone in the community is encouraged to come out and ride the trail on opening day, and the Park District will provide visitors with free lemonade and juice drinks all day long.
Number 83.
What does the speaker say is opening this week?
Number 84.
What did a citizens group do to support the project?
Number 85.
What will park visitors get for free on Friday? Questions 86 through 88 refer to the following telephone message. Hi, Griffin. It's Yasser from work. I wanted to let you know my thoughts on the paper you wrote summarizing your suggestion for how to spend the team's budget surplus. Sorry to bother you on the weekend, but I couldn't catch you before you left yesterday. Now, I know you mostly do technical tasks, but if you're interested, I'd like to assign you more writing work in the future. There's a shortage of specialists, and reading the paper, I was struck by how you explained a complicated idea in such clear, persuasive language. Not everyone can do that. I believe you have a promising future in our company. Please give my offer some thought.
Number 86.
What is the telephone message mainly about?
Number 87.
What does the speaker offer to do?
Number 88.
Why does the speaker say, "Not everyone can do that"? Questions 89 through 91 refer to the following talk.
All right. I'd like to briefly go over our company's procedures for reimbursing expenses that are incurred while on business trips. All staff must submit paper receipts to the finance department for expenses to be repaid, and all travel must be authorized. I'm raising this subject now because our recent good fortune in convincing Jackson Welter Holdings to bring their business to us will mean an increased number of business trips. Management wants to make sure that this change doesn't cause unnecessary problems. For easy reference, all our corporate expense policies are covered in this paper guidebook. I'll hand one out to each of you now.
Number 89.
What is the speaker mainly discussing?
Number 90.
What recently happened at the speaker's company?
Number 91.
What will the speaker give to the listeners? Questions 92 through 94 refer to the following excerpt from a meeting.
Now, I'd like to finish this meeting with an update on our budget. As you know, we've set aside unusually high levels of funding for developing our Amida 3 software package. It now looks like we'll have to make up for this by reducing some of our other expenses. To start with, we should find less expensive vendors to provide us with office supplies. Let's research some options online this morning, and then I'll contact you through the company messenger service this afternoon to compare results. Probably around 3 p.m. This isn't an urgent matter, though, so those of you with a lot of other work to do, use your best judgment. All right, that'll be all for today.
Number 92.
What does the speaker suggest doing?
Number 93.
What does the speaker say he will do in the afternoon?
Number 94.
What does the speaker mean when he says,
"Use your best judgment"?
Questions 95 through 97 refer to the following telephone message and calendar.
Arturo, I just got a call from Keller's Monthly about doing a photo shoot featuring our botanical gardens. The photographers want to come for an entire day to capture the plants in different lighting conditions. It's a great opportunity, but I'm worried that the magazine staff will get in the way of our paying visitors. I'll post a notice near the entrance that explains the situation to visitors. That way, it won't be a surprise for them. As for the date, I'd like to suggest the day before the Home and Way picnic, so that we have time to prepare after the weekly lecture. How does that sound?
Number 95.
What is the speaker concerned about?
Number 96.
What will the speaker post a notice about?
Number 97.
Look at the graphic. Which day does the speaker suggest scheduling the photo shoot for? Questions 98 through 100 refer to the following announcement and flowchart. Okay, quick announcement about hiring. Human Resources has responded to our department's concerns and agreed to let us test out a new hiring stage in the search for our newest information technology specialist. I'll just put the hiring process flowchart up on the screen. All right, there's the new step, after the document screening. I really think this move is going to be beneficial. And we'll find out soon, because we've received dozens of applications for the specialist position just in the short time since the opening was posted. Now, before I let you all go, I want to thank Yumiko again for proposing this idea. Excellent work.
Number 98.
What department does the speaker most likely work for?
Number 99.
Look at the graphic. Which step does the speaker say was added recently?
Number 100.
What does the speaker say about the position?